Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing, Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments, and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to citr.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Welcome to the Discorder Radio Show. Tuesday, May 28th, 2013, just 3 days away from Discorder's 30th anniversary bash at the Biltmore, featuring these guys, Dirty Spells, and this one is the opening track to their brand new yet untitled release. Dirty Spells, who also, by the way, Emily Punchkick Dance, happens to be the housemate of Discorder's very own Laurel B, our editor-in-chief and fearless leader.
That's right.
So we're going to give this tune a bit of a spin, come back, talk about the Biltmore 30th, going to talk about the XX. We've got a special rookie interviewer in studio. She's going to tell us all about her great interview with the Double X. This is the pre-30th anniversary bash edition of Discorder Radio. I'm Wade, along with
DJ CJ,
and you're listening to CITR 101.9. We'll be right back. We're back on CITR 101.9 Discorded Radio Tuesday afternoons. Good to be here with you. Wade here along with
DJ CJ.
And we are just 3 days away from the big bash that has been 30 years. Well, technically 30 years and about 4 months in the making. It's the Discorded 30th bash. It's happening at the Biltmore this Friday night. The Biltmore, everybody's favorite venue in Vancouver. Well, actually, that's not fair to say. It's maybe tied for the Cobalt as everybody's favorite venue, music venue, and the Commodore. Three-way tie.
But here, I like the Commodore.
I love the
good
Commodore.
Good times,
true,
at the Commodore. 07, Bonobo, everybody awesome.
Yes, we were at the Bonobo show together at Commodore
a little while ago.
I've seen a few shows there in the past year. It's been great, but I guess I'm thinking in terms of the CITR focus, Biltmore is kind of like the home venue.
It's like our holy grail, pretty much.
Yeah. It's like it's returning home. That's where our fundraiser happens every year. And I think it's going to be the perfect venue for what will be a near perfect evening.
Yeah.
Past, future, present, Discorder fans, contributors, Vancouver indie music scenesters, everybody's going to be there. You should as well. If you want to win tickets, I mean, tickets are still available. They're $10. And that gets you in to see all the acts, which includes the band you just heard, Dirty Spells. We've also got on the agenda Phoenix Thunderbird, who we were talking about a lot recently as they were performing at the Cobalt for the last Discorder showcase, as well as Hot Panda, who we played a bit of last week. We may just get to again before the end of the show. And the other band that's going to start it off for us on Friday night is this next band. The track is called Wolf Howl and the Church Bell, and the band is called Hooves. And if you've been looking on Facebook, you may have noticed that we said once we play Hooves, that is your cue to call. Call us here live in studio, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. The third caller to get through as soon as we start the Hooves song will win a pair of tickets to this Friday night's 30th anniversary bash at the Biltmore. CJ?
Exciting times. I can't wait for the phone to start ringing off the hook.
Me too. But someone's calling now, but no, we're not going to pick up. We're not going to pick up because we're waiting for the third caller.
That's right.
After we start the song.
All right.
So are you ready, CJ? Are you ready, yeah. Jocelyne? We're going to talk to Jocelyne
kind of
after the song.
We started the song.
All right. All right. Here we go. Hooves on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Barely breathing out, somehow I know your thoughts. Oh, it's aggravating myself and blaming, searching my heart for the spark. Oh, you say it is here and you say it is real. Something you've never felt to date, but there's a fire at my heels and it's faint and far away, and still I feel the breath of the flame. Still expecting it somehow to stop. It's the words that are left unsaid, actively stare in my head. And it's the words that are left unsaid, actively stare in my head. Oh, they say I'm free, and this may be true. Somehow I can't confuse. Oh, they say
CITR 101.9 Discorder Radio. Congrats to Dylan from Point Grey, our third caller, who will be going to check out the 30th anniversary bash this Friday at the Biltmore. It's going to feature that band there, Hooves, along with Hot Panda, Phoenix Thunderbird, and Dirty Spells, we heard off the top, to basically celebrate 30 years and 3-4 months, because officially the anniversary was February.
Great issue, by the way.
Thank you. Yes. I mean, I can't think. No, I mean, thank you. Yes, it was a great, it was a great issue.
We're speaking on behalf of Laurel here.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm actually sitting in Laurel's chair. She unfortunately couldn't be here today. But normally she would sit in this seat. So Laurel, if you're listening, you know where we're at, and I'm representing. The seat's a little bit cold because your butt isn't in it, but nonetheless, I'm proud to be sitting where you would be sitting today. And yeah, that's all happening this Friday at the Biltmore, and we'll talk a bit more about that before the end of the show. In the meantime, we have a very special guest. Hello.
Hi.
And what's your name?
I'm Jocelyn.
Hi, Jocelyn. So Jocelyn. All of a sudden, I walked into, I came to the station today, and CJ's like, oh, we've got this volunteer has a great interview for us. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about how you came into this position of being a volunteer last week and now on the radio with us at Discord Radio today.
Yeah, I just signed up to be a volunteer, and then I got the chance to get in contact with the press manager for the XX by just me emailing and being nosy and curious. And then they agreed to do an interview with me. So nice. That was really cool.
We like your initiative and your innovativeness. And actually, quickly, before we get into the XX, we'd love to hear all about that. For those that are listening that actually want to be part of the CITR community, because, of course, this is community radio here in Vancouver, was it a pretty easy process for you to get involved?
Yeah, super easy. Just signed up for an orientation, and then I paid my little tuition fee. I guess that's what you can
tuition.
Call it.
Tuition.
Membership fee.
Not really. It's, yeah, so I paid my dollars, and then now I'm a part of the community, and I'm super excited.
Nice. Welcome. Awesome. We just high-fived in the studio in case you wondered what that slap was. okay, so, and then, again, through this really get-up-and-go-ness you seem to have, you got in touch with the Double X.
Mm-hmm. I got in contact with them, and yeah, no. So I got the chance to sit down with Oliver Sim, who sings in the band, and he plays as well. But it was really cool. I didn't get the opportunity to sit with all of them, but I'll take what I can get. And they were playing on the 24th last Friday at the Queen Elizabeth Theater, and they actually headlined Sasquatch Music Fest this weekend. So.
Wow! Have you and how? First of all, how was the show?
It was really good.
Cool. Was there some highlights that stood out as the best track they played? Or did they do kind of any onstage antics?
Well, I saw them in October, and the difference was quite different, actually. They did a lot more with lights as opposed to just playing what they did in October. So they've really grown since 9 months ago.
Wow. Yeah, 7 months ago. But no one's
seven?
Counting. Yeah.
Oh.
That's 8 months ago. All right, somewhere in between. Where were they playing 8 months ago?
They were playing at the Vogue.
Wow, so moving up in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The XX, nice. And was this interview before or after the show?
It was before.
So if they sound a little nervous in this clip, it's only because they were, you know, it was not only because of Jocelyn's superstar interviewing skills right off the bat, but also because they were probably had these pre-show nerves going on. But let's get to that interview. Anything else we should hear? Anything else you want? Anything of note you want to share with us before we play the interview clip?
No, they seem quite chill, but he was very warm and welcoming, and I'm super excited for this to be aired. Woo!
Alrighty, so here's Jocelyn in her debut interview with the XX on CITR 101.9.
Hey, it's Jocelyn Power from CITR, and we are here with Oliver from the XX.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
I'm very well, very well. Really happy to be back.
Yeah, actually, you guys were here not so long ago in October, where you kickstarted your North American tour, right. And I was at the show. It was amazing.
Thank you. Stuff has changed quite a lot since then.
How so?
We've just been pushed on bigger and bigger stages, so we've had to change the show quite a lot. And I'm feeling confident. I was still kind of getting back into the swing of it in October, but I'm feeling confident.
It's really cool. So you've been touring a lot, and you continue to tour till the end of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
That must be a lot of tiring days.
Yes, Yes, very. We've been touring. We've been touring for a year exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, a year and a week now.
So describe that experience.
You know, in some ways it feels like it's flown by, but then in other ways, if I think about, you know, where we've been in the world, it feels like a lifetime. But there's an end in sight. You know, that this isn't going to go on quite as long as the first album cycle. So there's an end in sight, and I'm still having a good time. You know, I'm not like desperately craving home. I'm enjoying myself. So yeah, feeling good.
Where's your favorite place that you've traveled to so far?
I really enjoyed going to Mexico. Oh. Really enjoyed going to Mexico. But my favorite place to tour is just, I think, is doing these kind of like Canadian and North American tours, just because it's you know, each city feels like a different country in itself. You know, like Vancouver compared to like Montreal, and then places like in America, you know, the South compared to places like New York. It's a world tour in itself, so it's a lot of fun.
You released Coexist in September, and now months later, you have the ability to soak it all in. How do you feel about the outcome of the entire album as a final product?
I don't have full perspective yet, to be honest. I know it's been a few months. I haven't had like a proper moment to sit still and take it all in, and I don't think I will for a while. So I'm feeling, you know, when it first came out, I you know, searched out people's reactions, and I did something that I kind of swear by not to do, which is like go on the internet as well and look it up. And I got the general idea, and it was being received well, and then I left it as that. But I think when we finish touring and I actually have a moment to sit down and register all that's happened in the past year, I'll have more of an answer, I suppose. But right now, I feel a bit in a haze.
It's okay. Before Coexist came out, there was uncertainty whether or not you guys could top your debut album, which was a real success. How did you deal with the pressure?
I think just shutting ourselves away. Something that I've been recalling, like when people ask me this, is when we did when we were wrapping up our last tour for XX. We were in the States, and I got like an interview. It was just like, I'm just going to tell you before you even start, this next album is going to be an awful experience for you, because you know this first album of yours has been received really well, and there, you know, the expectations are going to be high, the pressure is going to be huge from the record label, and you're not going to know whether to stay true to your sound or drastically try and do something different. I didn't know what to say to that except for nod and smile, you know, thank you. But no, I had a good time on this album, and I think the best thing we could have done, which we did, was completely like just removing ourselves from everything. And it's an absolute luxury to be working with the label that we are, because we did just disappear for a year, and they didn't chase us up or anything. They weren't, you know, asking to hear anything. So yeah, we cut ourselves away, cut ourselves off from everything, and just made songs like we used to, just for ourselves and the kind of the sounds we wanted to hear. And I think that was the best thing we could have done.
Oh yeah, giving yourself complete creative control, which is nice.
Which is, and also now I realise, is really rare. Not everyone is given that kind of opportunity, so we're very grateful that we're working with the people we are. Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you for spending the time to chat with us, and I hope you have an awesome performance tonight.
Cheers. Of the world comes.
And welcome back to CITR 101.9. This is Discorder Radio. That track was the XX with Together.
But apparently it wasn't all together because the YouTube link that we went to,
YouTube just stopped. It doesn't matter. Live radio is like this.
True. And if anything, hopefully it'll inspire you to go either get I was going to say get the latest album from XX, but no, that is actually from the
new single. It's a new single that's featured in The Great Gatsby.
The brand new Baz Luhrmann film, The Great Gatsby.
And great movie.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Oh, really?
In New York City, yep.
Wow. You know, we don't normally do movie reviews here, but now that we're talking about it, how was it?
It was really well made. And the music was extraordinary and weird at the same time. It was out of its time, but it was interesting.
I mean, just looking at the preview, I mean, it looks like The Great Gatsby on steroids times a million.
But more like on mushrooms.
not that I would know.
I would know.
Actually, I would know. But anyways, that's a story for another time. But
all right.
But yeah, the 1925 novel, The Great Gatsby, turned into a film by Baz Luhrmann, who of course is known for his extravagance with films such as Moulin Rouge. And yeah, there you go. The XX from London, who had the pleasure of chatting with CITR's own Jaslyn Powers. That was a great interview. Nice job, Jaslyn.
Thank you.
Excellent. Maybe we'll do a few more of those in the future.
Oh, for sure. I'm so excited.
Okay, right on. And the excitement continues. Discorder Radio, as we've mentioned many, many times, and as Dylan, who called in earlier, knows. Oh, speaking of that, congrats, Dylan, on your free tickets. If you want to go to the show this Friday at the Biltmore, we're going to give you a chance to go for a special discounted price. All you have to do is go to Facebook, go to the Discorder Radio Facebook page, and if you like us, if you're one of our new likes from now until Friday, you'll get an email from us with the special password that'll give you a real which give you a nice discount on the cover, right, CJ?
Yeah, that sounds like a great plan.
And CJ, you're going to be working the door there, are you not?
I don't know yet, but I'd like to. I've volunteered. So the great thing about CITR is you can volunteer for all these gigs, you know.
Yes. So you too, Jaslyn. Maybe you can even volunteer.
If you volunteer, you get it for free.
Yeah, there you go. Lots of positives. This has been this has not only been a great show for the music and the content and for the promotion of this big event we have this Friday, but also for talking a bit about the great volunteering opportunities here at CITR.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fantastic times. And Discorder is, of course, run by volunteers.
It is, yep.
And except for the editor.
And has been, that's true. And it has been mostly the help of these generous volunteers since way back in February of 83. It's been going strong.
That's true.
So thank you to all the contributors and volunteers over the years. I mean, we're going to see and talk to you next week anyways, but just as we're, you know, heading out before the end of the show toward our last few moments on air before the Friday's big party, thanks to everybody who contributes for Discorder, and we're excited to see you at the Biltmore this Friday night for Hooves, Hot Panda, Dirty Spells, and these guys, Phoenix Thunderbird. Hope to see you this Friday at the Biltmore. Phoenix Thunderbird, Heart Attack. Like us on Facebook, get in for free. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.